Good morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. It's Friday, 4th of January, 2019. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Firstly, Pakistan. Yesterday, the Federal Investigative Agency seized 39 properties of Khidmat-e Khalk Foundation in a money laundering case. The foundation is affiliated to Mutahida Qaumi Movement Party. The seized properties in Karachi are valued at US$250,000. The foundation is a charitable agency of the party. The Federal Investigative Agency suspects the properties were bought with extortion money, and the income from the properties is being used for terror financing. Clients are advised to be vigilant in Karachi. Security situation in the city has been deteriorating, and more protests are expected by the supporters of Mutahida Qaumi Movement Party. In India, violent clashes between the right-wing groups and the supporters of the ruling Communist Party of India were reported yesterday across the South Indian state of Kerala. Stone pelting and arson were reported in several towns across the state. Right-wing groups had called for a statewide strike, and more than 900 people were arrested for violence. The protests and violent clashes are expected to continue, though the rituals at the temple ended yesterday. The controversy and the violence were due to the Supreme Court ruling allowing women to enter Sabarimala temple in Kerala. The temple rule stated that women between the ages of 10 and 50 are not allowed to enter the temple as per the regional traditions, but this was struck down by the Supreme Court ruling, causing or triggering all these violence and riots. Clients are advised to avoid prominent landmarks expected to host further protests. Monitor alerts and advisories from APAC Assistance for further updates. You can check our website for more information at www.apacassistance.com.